Hi, I'm Dylan Aran with News Junkie. I spoke to Mid-Ulster MLA Ian McCrae following a series of road traffic accidents in the Mid-Ulster area after our first week of real winter weather. I think the question on everyone's mind is why weren't the roads properly prepared for the weather?
Well, it's always difficult to get the right time to go out and grit roads, and sometimes when road service go out to grip the roads, rain comes down thereafter, and then the frost comes in, and it basically makes the grip that's been put in the road pretty useless.
And do you think at this time of the year the DOE needs to be more vigilant about things like that?
Well, I think we all need to be more vigilant. You know, we need to, as road users, we need to spend a bit more time, plan a bit more time into our journey, so we take more care and attention when we're driving. But obviously, we're told on regular occasions that the Met Office provide excellent weather detail to allow road service to go out and grit the roads, and when the best time to go out and grit the roads. But the reality is that information isn't always right. And sometimes we get bursts of rain just after the grit has been laid or sprayed, not for that case, and it freezes and renders it useless. So it's hard to find a balance, but I certainly think that people are right to ask questions and say, you know, are our roads being gritted? But I think we need to give credit where it's due at times to these people who go out and put their own selves at risk when they're going out driving the lorries in some of the conditions that they face before the grit is even on the roads.
Do you think more money and time need to be spent on this, so people like the DOE will have a better chance to do that, to be able to go out and grit when necessary? And
I sit on the Regional Development Committee at Stormont, and we get briefings, and in fact received a briefing recently from road service officials regarding their stocks of grit and, you know, their plans for salting the roads. You know, I don't believe that it's underfunded. I'm sure everyone could say, give us a bit more money and we can do a wee bit more, but I think that they do try their best to salt the main thoroughfares as quickly as possible. The difficulty is, given the constituency that I represent in Mid-Ulster, 2/3 of it is in a rural area, and it's those areas that sometimes feel that they are the last to see any grit. But it's important that people do realise that, you know, there are opportunities for to get grit piles and grit boxes in rural areas, and I think that whilst in a perfect world everything could be done by others for us, sometimes we do have to take responsibility ourselves and try and grit with the use of grit piles some of our smaller rural roads.
And that being said, does the DOE need to spend more time in the rural areas? Like, I know salt and grit piles, they do come in very useful certain times in winter, but do they need to spend more time sending out their gritting lorries and their gritting trucks to do that job for the people?
Well, the easy answer is yes, in one sense, but, you know, it is, you know, a difficult job, and, you know, they have to ensure that the main thoroughfares are kept safe. And then once the main thoroughfares are done, they then move on to some of our smaller roads. But it's a difficult one to get the balance. It's hard when someone loses their life or is seriously injured on a rural road because it hasn't been salted, to say that if that road had been salted, it might not have happened. And that may be the case, but it's getting the balance, and I think that we just need to ensure that balance is correct. But I think we also need people to, you know, to realize that this all doesn't just happen by itself, and we as a people need to sometimes take some responsibility in trying to ensure that we keep our roads safe, and that's not always about how much salt or grit is on the roads. It's certainly more so the fact that we need to drive more carefully and slower.